Samuel Duran. MU, yeah. Where are you going? 6751. This is a 71-year-old gentleman who lives in a group home, divorced, has a couple of kids. He used to work in the ACN electrician. He's originally from Houston, Texas. He was evaluated today for possible end-of-life care period. In the paragraph, he has issues with bladder spasm, BPH, hypertension, recent cold, hyperlipidemia, surgery, no recent surgery, allergy, none, medication, uroxetrol, 10 milligram a day, lisinopril, 20 milligram a day, Detrol LA, 4 milligram a day, Lipitor, 40 milligram a day, Proscar, 5 milligram a day, Amoxa recently for his cold, Flomax, 0.4 a day, Protonix, 40 milligram a day, vaccination up to date, allergy, none, we said, family history, cancer and old age, and his parents, but he can't recall who had what. An exam, 155 over 98, 83, 98%. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs declare, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows no ash, wrong, because of hand lesion. 71-year-old healthy gentleman with history of hypertension, does not require AD help with ADL. He lives in a group home, but he's able to take, in a rented house, he's able to take care of himself. He doesn't have any bowel and bladder issues. He has minimal BPH symptoms with the medication on board, period. In the paragraph, hyperlipidemia, next number, next number's blood pressure out of control. Next number's, I referred him back to his physician to increase his lisinopril or get on a different medication, because in the afternoon, his blood pressure always comes down, but in the morning, before he takes his medication, it's elevated. Next number's recent cold. Next number's gastroesophageal reflux. Under social, also put down he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol. And the kids put down he has two daughters. That's it. That's on Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L-D-U-R-O-N, 6751. Today is 22-22-25 at 10 a.m. Thank you.